If you're not clear on exactly where President Trump stands on cutting taxes to boost the economy or creating tougher gun purchase background checks, you're not alone. President Trump's stance on these issues over the past few days have been shifting, sometimes a full 360. He's also said some surprising things, even for a president we're used to hearing surprising things from. Here he is yesterday talking about taking on China on trade issues.
Somebody had to do it. I am the chosen one.
To talk about all of this, we're joined by NPR White House reporter Aisha Roscoe. Hi, Aisha.
Hello.
Okay, everyone's asking what gives. Is this all because of increasing political pressures? What is it?
It's not really clear, but as you said, this week in particular, even for a White House that is not traditional, that it is not usually totally disciplined, has been standing out just for the kind of the flip-flops from President Trump on issues from day to day and just some of the rhetoric, the I'm the chosen one. This was after he tweeted tweeted someone saying that he's almost like the second coming and things like that. Mm-hmm. So it's standing out even for President Trump. Now, last week there was a big crash or a big plummeting in the stock markets. And there are all these concerns, you know, inverted yield curve and all these things about the economy. So that may be adding to the pressure and to the tension for the president.
Yeah, I want to talk a little bit about what folks are talking about. So former Illinois congressman and conservative radio host Joe Walsh says he's days away from deciding on a primary challenge to Trump. And he told CNN this morning that talk of Trump being erratic this week is really just overkill.
I think we overanalyze Trump. He's not complicated. He's a horrible human being. He's a bad, bad guy. And every single day, you, I, and everybody watching us right now is reminded of how damn unfit he is.
Okay, so Aisha, you bring up perhaps because of concerns around the economy, but Walsh is basically saying this could be strategy to sow confusion on hot button issues like guns and the economy. What are your thoughts?
I would say that I don't know if it's strategy or not, but I think the fact that we're always kind of questioning that plays to President Trump's advantage. I think whether some of it's strategy, some of it's just him and his personality, the fact that we as just the public are always kind of and reporters, we're always kept on our toes and don't know what's going to happen next. I think it allows for them to throw so much at the public that it's hard to keep up. And so if there's a misstep or there's a reversal or something like that, it's harder for it to stand out because you're talking about everything from guns to Greenland to all these other issues. So it makes it harder for stuff to stick. And that's probably to the White House's advantage.
Yeah. On the subject of guns, the president seems to be back on a position of tougher background checks. He had this call with the NRA on Tuesday, and he said that background checks were out of the picture. What does this waffling say? Does it surprise you? Because we know that he once chided lawmakers for being afraid of the NRA.
It doesn't really surprise me too much. If you remember, after the Parkland shooting, President Trump talked about raising the age for people to buy assault weapons. But after he got pushed back from the NRA, that idea was set to the side. And the plan that they came out after Parkland was really much in line with what the NRA would want. And so in this instance, you did have President Trump coming out and speaking very forcefully. We have to do something on background checks. But now a lot of what he is saying is in line with the NRA. Now, the White House is saying that background checks, expanded background checks, are not off the table and that they do want to do something meaningful on background checks. It's just they're not being specific about what that may be.
They talked about something, a date early September, where there may be a package of gun control proposals. But I guess we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. And there has been a lot of talk about mental health. And that's something that the president has kind of zeroed in on, this idea of we want to keep guns out of the hands of people with mental illness. the question will be how they plan to achieve that and how they would do that when it comes to background checks, or how they would account for that when it comes to background checks.
Let's go to the economy, back to the economy. Here are two Trump comments, one from yesterday, followed by the day before, on payroll tax cuts.
I'm not looking at a tax cut now. We don't need it. We have a strong economy.
The other thing is, yeah, we're looking at various tax reductions, but I'm looking at that all the time anyway, tax reductions. That's one of the reasons where it's like...
Okay, and he also did a complete 360 on the capital gains cut, ruling that even though earlier this week he said he was in favor of it, I guess this is another flip-flopping.
It was kind of whiplash.
Whiplash is a better way to say it.
The White House had been saying that payroll tax cuts in particular were not something that they were seriously considering. But then Trump said what he said earlier this week. And so it seems like he kind of got back in line with where the White House was, because sometimes they don't all speak with one voice. But it was very jarring. And I think this is a White House that is trying to figure out what to do next. The economy is their selling point, and there are some concerns about it. So what do they do?
So much here we didn't even get to, but thank you so much, Aisha Roscoe. She's the NPR White House reporter. Thanks for taking the time.
Thank you for having me.